Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring or I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Her name is Geneva, G-E-N-E-V-A.
Lee.
Her last name, yes, sir.
And then phone number of 706-393-6079.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. You can transfer.
All right, I'm going to transfer you. Miss Lee, I'm transferring you now. You're in good hands.
Okay, thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Hi, Miss Lee. My name is Jeremy Perlman. We are speaking, of course, on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. These are probably going to be a lot of redundant questions that they just asked you, but I have to do this just to confirm everything. So you do not already have an attorney assisting you in regards to this, correct?
No, I don't, sir.
And then are you willing to affirm that you have not signed any documents in regards to this?
No, I haven't.
Right. And you are the one filing this claim. And you are a resident of the United States, that is correct?
Yes.
Right. And you were diagnosed as meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, that is correct?
Yes.
And what is the date of diagnosis, roughly?
Say around May of 2006.
Okay. 2006. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
May 31st, 1977.
Okay. All right. So it's right around your birth date sometime in 2006?
Yeah.
Okay. And no worries. And then do you know anybody else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
No, not right now.
No, you're good. No worries. And then you did take the brand name Depo-Provera contraceptive, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And you did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year and at least 4 injections in that before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And you did take Depo-Provera between 1992 until today, basically, sometime in between there?
Yeah, well, I stopped in 2006.
Yeah, but you took it sometime between 92 to 2006. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And when did you start using it?
Let me see, probably around January of 2001.
Okay. And stopped in 06. You stopped when you were diagnosed and take it?
Yeah.
Okay. So 2006. So I'm just going to put May again of 2006, stop date. And I know this is redundant as we are speaking about female reproductive, contraceptives. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And then first name is G-E-N-E-V-A. Is that correct, Geneva?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle name, Geneva?
Monique.
M-O-N-I-Q-U-E?
Yes.
And last name, Lee, L-E-E?
Yes.
Okay. And you are not a junior, senior, first, second, or third, any of that correct?
No.
And then what is your social?
317-80-6374.
Okay. Email I have for you is your first name, mlee200@gmail.com. So Geneva, mlee200@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And this is the best number to reach you on, 706-393-6079.
Yes.
All right. And this is a cell phone we're speaking on?
Yes.
All right. And when the attorneys reach out to you, if they need to, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening the best time?
Probably evening.
Evening. Okay. All right. And what is your best physical address?
400 Canty, C-A-N-T-Y, Place, Apartment 302B. Columbus, Georgia, 31903.
Okay. Canty, C-A-N-T-Y, right?
Yes.
400 Canty Place. I got it right here. 1 second. Thank you for giving me the apartment as well. Some people forget to do that. It was 302B, right?
Yes.
That's Muskegee County, Columbus, Georgia, 31903, right? And if we do get disconnected, I'll call you back from a 949 number, just because it's a little weird right there. And then, what is the diagnosing doctor or facility's name?
The diagnosing doctor is Dr. You want me to spell it for you? Cause,
yeah, you're good.
S-H-A. Uh-huh. H-I-E. Last name is E-T-E. Uh-huh. B-A-R.
Uh-huh. Okay. In Columbus, right?
Yes.
Did you see him at Southeast Brain and Spine, or did you see him on 13th Avenue?
I'm on 13th.
On 13th? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. And that was just his office, or was there a facility name?
That's his office.
Okay. Okay. 1 second. I'm just going to make this lowercase. Hold on. Make sure I spelled that right. DT bar. Sorry, I just want to make sure I spelled it right. They have it capitalized online. I don't know why. Oh, it's Southeast Brain and Spine. Okay, that's the one on 13th you saw, Matt. Okay. Mm. 1538 13th Avenue. And the diagnosing doctor is the same one that treated you?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Shannon Edbar. And you were never diagnosed with cancer prior, correct?
No.
Okay. And the prescribing doctor is the same, Dr. Shannon Etbar?
No, the one that prescribed the injections? No, he's that's Dr. Benjamin Cheek.
C-H-E-E-K? I see him right here, actually.
Yes.
Yep, I found him. He's on Warm Springs Road, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is that Emory Healthcare or St. Francis Medical Group? Or was this just his own practice?
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Let me see what it is on the map. What does it show? Trinity Center for Women. Is that where it was?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just need the facility name. That's all. And then let me go back. We're almost done here. Also, I'm going to send you the documents here in a second. Then they'll be able to start pulling these records to prove your claim. 1 sec, their phone number. Whoops. And what pharmacy do you go to? Is it CVS, Walgreens?
I normally use Walmart.
Walmart? What street is the Walmart on?
On Buena Vista.
Which one? I'm sorry.
On Buena Vista.
Buena Vista, okay. And, went on 4909 Buena Vista Road, Columbus, Georgia?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me look at the pharmacy here. 1 second. Pharmacy, make sure it's the same address. Yep. 4909. Yep, that's it. Okay. 1 second. Walmart Pharmacy. All right. And then there are medical records to indicate your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
The hospital have them? Okay. And then would you like to put an emergency contact on this?
No.
Okay. No worries. It is not necessary. No worries. Sorry, I gotta put NA at Gmail for the email. Okay, let me just confirm everything before I send you the documents, and they have, so we can get this claim started. 1 second. And then you would like to see if you meet the criteria to meet the participate in the Depo for Vera lawsuit. That is correct. And you do not have an attorney. That is correct.
Right.
We're filing the claim for yourself. You are a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for Vera for at least 1 year. That is all correct.
Yes.
Diagnosis of May of 2006, and you are born May 31st, 1977.
Yes.
Okay. And then you did consume the brand name contraceptive Depo-Provera, and you did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum. That is correct?
Yes.
And then you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis. That is correct?
Yes.
And then you used Depo-Provera sometime between 92 to when you stopped using it in 2006, sometime in there, correct?
Right.
Sorry if that's redundant. Yeah. And then you use it 2001 to 2000, May of 2006. You, of course, are a female.
I'm sorry?
You use Depo-Provera sometime from 2001.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me? Yep, hi. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Geneva? Geneva, you there? Can you hear me? Hello? Geneva?
Hello?
Hey, Geneva, can you hear me? Geneva? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Geneva? Hi, Miss Lee? Hello? Hi, Miss Lee? Geneva? If you can hear me, I'm going to text you right now. Hold on. Hi, Geneva? Geneva?